Jesus, the Son of Man, and the authority of heaven. For as the Father have life in himself, so has he granted the Son to have life in himself, and has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. In and through Jesus Christ, heaven's authority walked in human form. As previously stated, Jesus walked on this earth, not as God in the exercise of his divine power, but as a man anointed by the Father, fully yielded up to the will of God. This is clearly revealed in Jesus' own words. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and the recovering of the sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. On another occasion, when confronted by the Pharisees, Jesus again declared how he ministered in his earthly ministry. He said, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." Later on, the Apostle Peter confirmed this truth concerning Jesus Christ operating as a man, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The authority revealed in Jesus Christ of Nazareth is not merely a display of divine power, it is a revelation of our believer in Jesus Christ, a person fully yielded up to God, filled with his Spirit, can walk in the same authority upon this earth. A few years ago, the Spirit of the Lord said to me, "If all you see is Jesus ministering through his deity, through his divinity, you will never be able to have the fullness of the Father's will and desire worked through your life. Therefore," the Spirit of God said, "you must see Jesus through his humanity." The Spirit of the Lord continues saying, "The enemy of your soul will say, 'Ah, but Jesus could do what he did because he was God. But who are you to think that you can do the same? You are just a mere man.'" This is a great deception, the lie that robs believers of faith, confidence, and boldness. For when we behold Jesus only as God, we fail to see what the Father was revealing through Jesus Christ. Not divinity isolated from humanity, but humanity fully surrendered, filled, and governed by the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus said, "The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for what things soever he does, these also does the Son likewise." When we behold Jesus as the Son of Man, clothed in flesh, subject to human limitations, yet moving in divine power through perfect obedience and unbroken fellowship with the Father, we begin to understand what it truly means to live in Christ, and even more important, for Christ to live in and through us. Jesus said, "I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me." On another occasion, Jesus declared, "He that sent me is with me. The Father has never left me alone, for I do always those things that please him." Therefore, there is a fundamental truth that we must fully understand, and that is, Jesus carried out the plan of redemption as the Son of Man, anointed, empowered, by the Holy Spirit of God, working in perfect harmony with the Father's will. Jesus said, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Only when we see Jesus this way can we rightly follow him, imitating his life, continuing his mission, and carrying out his works upon this earth. You know, the adversary will always be trying to obscure this revelation, whispering that we cannot do what Jesus did because he was divine and we are not. But that lie collapses under the unshakable authority of Jesus' own words. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it." Jesus said to his disciples, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you." You know, Jesus was not setting an unreachable standard. He was revealing the pattern of heaven's partnership with redeemed humanity. The same Holy Spirit of God who rested upon Jesus has now been poured out upon us, and he indwells our regenerated spirits, therefore qualifying us to do the same works as Jesus. Jesus said, "And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." The same authority that the Father invested in the Son has now been entrusted to his body of believers. We have been called to live in his name, under his lordship, empowered through the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. You know, Jesus demonstrated the kingdom in human form so that we might carry it forward. Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, even so I send you." Jesus Christ has opened a way for us as sons, as daughters of the Father, to live, to move, and to minister in the same Holy Spirit power and compassion that flowed through Jesus. Jesus declared, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me." You know, to deny this truth is to diminish the finished work of Jesus Christ. But to believe it, to embrace the Father's eternal purposes, that his children, born of his Spirit, would reveal his Son to a world lost in sin. In closing, therefore, we must know this. The Son of Man walked in perfect obedience so that we might walk in his victory. Heaven's authority, once embodied in Jesus Christ alone, now operates through every believer who abides in him. "All power," Jesus said, "is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you therefore, teach all nations, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." The question that remains is not whether the authority of heaven has been given, it has, but whether we will yield ourselves as Jesus did. Yield ourselves to the will, and yield our lives up to the power of the Father through the Holy Spirit of God. As with Jesus, so too in the life of every believer, our confession should always be, "Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." Amen.